This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In just over 2.5 weeks, on October 1st, a major part of the new Health Care Reform Act, the ACA, also often called Obamacare, takes effect. Starting October 1st, consumers will be able to compare and shop for health insurance policies through online marketplaces called exchanges. Now, some states have set up their own exchanges. Georgia opted not to, so consumers here will use an exchange set up by the federal government. To help consumers get through the process of signing up, the feds have funded navigators, people around the state who can answer questions consumers might have. And one of Georgia's navigators is the consumer group Georgia Watch. Bill Rencher is the Health Access Program Director there. Bill Rencher, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be here. Thanks, Dennis.
The insurance commissioner, Ralph Hudgens, has said quite openly he'll do whatever he can to obstruct Obamacare, including making navigators pass pretty much the same test that insurance agents across the state have to pass. Has that hurt your recruitment in any way, and will you have navigators ready on October 1st?
It has not hurt our recruitment, at least not so far, and we will have navigators ready on October 1st. Despite Commissioner Hudgens' words, there is only so much that he can do, and the state regulation of navigators was, the law was passed this past legislative session. The regulations are now in effect, and there is a 10-hour training program that I and other navigators will undergo so that we are trained in state-specific issues that we need to know about. The training actually is currently available. I have not done it yet, but I will be doing that shortly.
How long will the training take? In other words, will you be able, and other navigators, be able to finish it in time to be ready on October 1st?
I believe so. There's going to be 25 hours of federal training and then 10 hours of state training plus the exam. I have not seen the exam yet. I am a little concerned if it's exactly the same exam that brokers and agents have to take because our functions are a little bit different. So, you know, as far as the training itself goes, that shouldn't take too long, but you know, the truth is we're all busy with many things right now anyway, gearing up for October 1st. So it is just additional work that we're going to have to do.
But you are helping people with insurance products. You're going through areas of their lives that are pretty complicated and very important. So shouldn't there be some kind of training and certification here?
I think so, actually. We do not disagree with that. I know that the federal training is not going to have state-specific information. And so in many ways, it does make sense that there be a state component to this so that we will have information about state programs such as Medicaid, Peach Care, so that we'll be knowledgeable about those as well. The problem I have is the idea that navigators are the same as agents or brokers when they're not. Navigators are mainly going to be helping uninsured individuals get individual coverage, and these are consumers that probably never would have gone to a broker to begin with.
Some of them, though, might be people who did have insurance, who are no longer on their employer's plan because their employers have said, okay, we can take advantage of the Affordable Care Act and have you get your insurance that way.
I think that that is going to happen. In some cases, I think it's been a little overblown. I don't think it's going to be happening as much as perhaps people might fear, but that can happen. And in that case, fortunately, that'll be a consumer who is already familiar with insurance and insurance terms, and they may not even need the help of a navigator to enroll. They may simply be able to go online and go through the process themselves.
One of the concerns that's been expressed by the Attorney General, Sam Olens, and others around the nation has been you're going to be handling people's personal information. What kinds of safeguards do you have in place to make sure that that's not compromised? And if those aren't in place, isn't there a risk here in going forward?
Well, I think that all of us are concerned about people's privacy, and all the navigators will be subject to HIPAA and other federal and state privacy regulations, just like insurers are subject to, just like doctors' offices are subject to that information, and we will all have to have systems in place. We're going to be working along with our lead partner, Seedco, on that, and in addition actually to the federal and state training, we are going to be doing our own internal training on those issues as well.
When you say Seedco, this is the group that is kind of the umbrella for all of the navigators that are here in the state, or one of two main umbrella groups, correct?
That's correct.
What kinds of safeguards do you have in place, aside obviously from the training and so forth, but are there systems in place to safeguard people's information, and are those ready?
It is my understanding that they are ready. Seedco already has expertise with benefits enrollment, not only in Georgia but in some other states as well, and they have the software and the information in place to safeguard that information. The navigators technically are not going to be enrolling people in coverage. The navigators will be helping people enroll in coverage, and it's going to be up to those individuals to push that to make that final mouse click. It's going to be up to those individuals to type in that information in most cases.
So are you saying the navigators won't be seeing as much of the information as people fear, or even if the person is making the final decision, will the navigators still have had access to it?
That is not clear yet. I think that obviously we will have some access to their information. I don't think it will be as much as people fear. But, you know, the law is the law, and HIPAA, the law that governs most privacy in this area.
Yeah, like in hospitals, for instance.
Right. I mean, that's going to apply to navigators as well. We can't just go and gather information and share it, and you know, that's illegal. There are laws already in place that protect people.
Will there be enough navigators by the time October 1st comes along, or do you have any idea yet?
Well, you know, the grant that the funding that the state of Georgia, the two organizations in Georgia received, is significantly less than what organizations in states that are doing their own exchange have received. And so I would say that if you only look at just the specifically the federal funded navigators themselves, there probably aren't enough. But there are also opportunities for organizations to sign up to be what are called certified application counselors. These will be people that can take on the same role as a navigator, but they're not getting any kind of special funding to do that. And HHS is working hard to get more organizations signed up as certified application counselors to help as many people as possible to enroll. And there are also other organizations working in Georgia, such as Enroll America, that is working hard to get the word out.
But
there is going to be a lot of reliance on, you know, independent, other nonprofit organizations that are not necessarily affiliated with the Navigator program.
But it sounds as if there's a lot of scrambling going on, quite honestly, that people are trying to get enough navigators in place. Are there going to be enough in place and trained and into the system by October 1st?
I think we're going to be okay by October 1st. It may be a little bumpy. To begin with, unfortunately, we have a six-month open enrollment period. So even if we're a few weeks behind at that point, I don't think it's going to be that big a deal. I will say that, you know, we're all working hard and doing the best we can, and it's been difficult for everybody. And, you know, the federal training was only posted, I think, a week ago. So, and the awards were only a few weeks before that. So there is a bit of catching up to do, but we're doing the best we can under those difficult circumstances.
Any guess right now how many navigators will be out there in Georgia and ready to go on the 1st of October?
No, I have heard various numbers from people, and I'm not entirely sure. It's not a lot as far as actual official certified federally funded navigators go, less than 100 people, I believe, which is not a lot.
This is a big state.
It is a big state. It's a big state. But, you know, the way that the ACA, the law was written as far as navigators go, is that there were, for states that did their own exchange, like, say, California, there was specific and large funding in the law to fund navigator programs. For example, California, I think, is getting about $50 million for their navigator program. The states, I believe it's 34 or 37 states that are opting to be part of the federal exchange. All of those states together were getting $67 million because that was money that HHS kind of came up with on their own to fund navigators. It was not foreseen that so many states would opt out of doing their own exchange. If Georgia had done its own exchange, not only would the state be able to have more control over the navigators in the ACA in Georgia, but there would have been a considerable amount of funding for the navigator program. So we're kind of doing the best we can with what we have.
Any idea how many people might sign up in the first month, let's say?
That's a good question. You know, the number usually being thrown around of people that will qualify is about, I believe, 800,000 Georgians. In the first month, I really couldn't say. That would just be speculative. I know that I've already gotten calls, and actually I've been getting calls for a while, from people wanting to know when the marketplace was going to start, when they could enroll, how they could enroll. So people are eager. But at this point, I couldn't say how many people I would expect in the first month. I think that, you know, my hope is, and I think that it's going to be more popular than people think.
But that presumes that people know that it's there. What kinds of education outreach are you doing, and do you even have the funds to do that?
We do have the funds to do that, and in fact, that's part of what navigators are supposed to do, not only help individuals with their enrollment, but also to spread the word, to conduct community forums. And we have been doing that at Georgia Watch. I have been working for several months now to do presentations for community groups and free clinics that have a lot of uninsured patients and clients so that the providers and staff will be better able to address these issues with their clients, to get the word out. So there really is a lot of work already being done.
As a consumer advocacy group, presumably you're enthusiastic about the idea of the ACA in general, and therefore kind of on the opposite side of the insurance commissioner and state officials who have opposed it. I don't know whether you think they have helped put roadblocks in the way or not, but whether or not they have, the fact is that there have been these hiccups, there have been these delays. For whatever reason, would you feel better if there was a delay in implementation to give the navigators and the consumers a chance to be ready?
No, I wouldn't. I think that we have been waiting now for almost 4 years. I think it's time to go, and consumers that I've talked to I know are eager to sign up. And, you know, the open enrollment period this first time around is going to be a six-month open enrollment period. And even after that, if a qualifying event happens, if you lose your job, if you get married, if you have a child, you'll be able to sign up for health insurance. I think the time is now. I know myself, other people I work with here at Georgia Watch, other advocacy groups that I work with, and others, we're ready. We are ready. And I don't see any reason for any more delays. We have a lot of work to do, but we're prepared for that task, and we're ready to do it, and we are doing it, and we're ready. The time is now.
You don't think that there would be just a whole lot of confusion at the beginning?
You know, I honestly think it doesn't really matter when you start it. There'll be some confusion. When Medicare Part D came out a few years ago, there was a lot of confusion at first, and then it ended up has become a really popular program for seniors. You know, healthcare is complicated, and it always has been. Insurance is complicated. And with a lot of people that have never had health insurance, no matter when we start, no matter how hard we work to get the word out, it's going to be difficult and confusing. And that's actually the point of having navigators. And there has been some confusion around people who already have insurance through, let's say, Medicare or Medicaid. It's been more of a problem with seniors on Medicare. Confusion as to what they're supposed to do because of the Affordable Care Act. And the answer is nothing. If you are a senior, if you're 65 or older, and you have Medicare, you're taken care of. That's it. Having that insurance satisfies the mandate. You have nothing to worry about. And I just want to get that message out there.
Bill Rencher is the Health Access Program Director for the consumer group Georgia Watch, which is one of the navigators for Georgia under the Affordable Care Act. Thanks very much for being with us, and since this is going to be an ongoing process, we'll be checking back with you.
Thanks, Dennis. My pleasure.